Wyatt, you have your clothes and toothbrush packed, right?
Got it.
Okay. I'll pick you up at Luke's house tomorrow. Are you trick-or-treating with your sisters, or should Mandy drop you off at Luke's?
Uber drivers get paid. I'm just saying.
They also pay for their own car and insurance.
I want to meet Luke in the park. We'll walk to his house afterwards.
Okay. It's Halloween night. I want you to be careful. A lot of the older kids might be out throwing eggs at houses or things like that. I don't want to find out you were doing anything like that.
We're not. We might watch the parade for a bit, but then we're going to his house.
All right. Still, be careful. Caitlin, you know your dad's picking you up at the rec center tonight, right?
Yep.
And remember, don't eat anything in your bag until your dad checks it tonight. They're giving out candy at the rec center. You can have some of that once you and your sister get to the party.
Will they have gummy worms like last year?
You'll have to wait to find out. Mandy, are you coming home after your dad picks up Caitlin?
It depends on who's there. I might hang out for a while.
Home before midnight.
What if someone wants to do something spooky at the witching hour?
Then call me and let me know what you're up to. No goat sacrifice.
Ugh. Chickens are way messier.
Go get hopped up on sugar, you guys.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
So, Wyatt, what's the real plan?
What do you mean?
I saw you charging the batteries for those night vision goggles you got for your birthday. What are you and Luke planning tonight?
Why do you care?
Well, for one thing, I'm your sister. For another, if you get in trouble, I know you're going to call me before you call Mom or Dad. So I want to know what you're really doing. Spill.
We're going to the cemetery.
Ew!
We're just going ghost hunting. Shut up.
Okay, you will get in so much trouble if you start pushing over gravestones or spray painting them or something.
What? No, I told you, we're ghost hunting. It's Halloween.
Ghosts aren't real.
You don't know that.
Yeah, Daddy said.
It doesn't matter. Look, Wyatt, this is not a good idea. There's a lot of people who go around vandalizing graveyards on Halloween, and the cops know that, so they patrol there.
We'll be careful.
Okay, your call. Just promise me if you see anybody there, you'll get out as fast as you can.
We'll hide.
No, you'll run. Or I'm turning the car around right now.
Fine. You won't tell Mom?
I think the cops will tell Mom when they catch you. But not me.
I will.
No, you're not telling anyone anything about tonight. Because I put a whole bag of gummies under your pillow before we left. You snitch on us, and I'm taking them back before you get home.
Wait, snitch on us? What are you doing?
I'm going to a party.
What?
The rec center's for little kids, Caitlin. I'm not going to have any fun there. Ivy's having a party at one of the hunting cabins up by the lake, so I'm going to hang out with her.
But I want to go trick-or-treating.
You're going trick-or-treating, Squirt. We're going to meet up with Sandy Fletcher. I gave her $20, and she's going to take you around town for trick-or-treating, then go to the rec center with you. Okay?
Sandy's barely older than I am.
She's old enough to babysit. She's old enough to take Caitlin trick-or-treating. Okay?
Okay, but you better not go drinking.
It's not going to be that kind of party.
There's probably boys and no adults. That's why she didn't tell Mom.
You don't need to know that. And neither does Mom. Are we all agreed?
I guess.
Sure.
Cool. Now let's all go have a happy Halloween. Hi, Kim.
Ivy, Mandy's here.
Just a minute.
Oh, I love the spiderweb dress.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if we were doing costumes or not, so I kind of split the difference.
I just went with sexy witch.
I can see that.
Hey, Mandy.
Hey, Carter.
Can you guess his costume?
Surfer shark attack victim?
Nice. I was gonna do the whole makeup zombie thing, too, but just too much work, and then I got to wear it all night. And
Carter brought his acoustic. If we ask nice, he'll play something.
Carter concert!
Woo!
Hi, Ivy.
Phone, please.
What?
Phone and keys, please. We're going on spooky lockdown. Nobody leaves until midnight. I'm locking everyone's keys in the old gun safe until then.
Oh. I don't know. My mom doesn't know I'm here, and she wants a call if I'm not home before midnight.
Aw, Mandy's gonna get in trouble.
Fine. I'll open the safe at 11:30 and you can call your mom and tell her you'll be a little late. But I'm serious. Nobody leaves the haunted cabin until midnight.
Haunted cabin?
Yeah.
Fine. Just hope my brother doesn't call me.
Why would your brother call?
Because he's currently being an idiot.
We should have gone trick-or-treating first.
That's for little kids.
Well, maybe. But we'd have candy.
Are you seriously hungry again?
You made me come out here and stare at food all night.
That's what the book said to do. It said ghosts want to be reminded of what things were like in life. So, we put out the food and the ghosts will come gather around it.
When?
I don't know, but if it's going to happen, it'll be tonight. It's Halloween, and the veil between the spirit world and stuff.
The veil between the spirit world and stuff?
Shut up, okay? It was in the book.
What was that?
Shh.
Is that a dog?
Dogs don't walk on two legs. That's not a werewolf, is it?
The moon's not full. And I don't think werewolves eat chocolate cupcakes.
Oh, crap, I think I know what it is.
What?
I think it's a Bigfoot.
Trick or treat! Trick or treat! Trick or treat!
We're doing pretty good. It's nice to go early before people start running out.
What are these?
I think they're supposed to look like peanuts? They're not my favorite. You want mine?
Sure, thanks.
Are you ready to head down to the rec center? We can pass by the row houses down by the park and hit some of them up.
What about that house?
Which house?
The one up on the hill.
The Murphy house? He's not giving out candy.
The porch light's on. Look.
Well, sure. But he's not really the kind of guy who... Wait a sec. Tanya, hey! How are you?
Who's that?
She's in my class. I didn't know she was into Jupiter's star. Her costume looks great.
Go talk to her.
What?
You can go talk to her and I'll go trick-or-treat up at this house.
I really don't think he... Okay, but that's a lot of stairs to get all the way up there. Are you sure?
I can do it.
Okay, but if he doesn't answer, you come right back down the hill, all right?
I'll be okay.
All right. Tanya, hang on a minute!
Oh, wow, you weren't kidding.
I don't know why nobody believes me.
This is so creepy.
I can't believe we never heard about this.
It was 25 years ago. None of us were alive.
Your dad bought a hunting cabin where four people were murdered?
Well, not like right afterward, but yeah. They couldn't sell this place for a few years, so the price was, like, really cheap.
Has your dad seen a horror movie? Like, ever?
Wait. Look at the dates on this. It came out on November 1st, and they're saying the bodies were discovered the night before.
I told you it happened 25 years ago.
Yeah, but you didn't say to the day.
Have you ever seen a horror movie, like, ever?
The four teens were celebrating a private Halloween party in the seclusion of the cabin. Some recreational drug paraphernalia was found on the scene, along with some occult materials, such as a spirit board. In preliminary interviews, the police have initially ruled this event as a murder-suicide, but several officers mentioned muddy boot prints, not matching anything the teens were wearing, which went off into the forest. The trail is presumed to have been destroyed in last night's downpour.
Tell me they found who those boot prints belonged to!
I don't know. If they did, Dad didn't keep anything in the scrapbook.
So, just so we're all on the same page, 25 years ago, four teenagers were killed in this cabin during a Halloween party, and now there are four teenagers having a Halloween party.
Scared, Carter?
I mean, if some mass murderer is out there, this seems like a pretty preventable massacre, don't you think?
I think you watch too many movies. Speaking of which, I want popcorn before we put in a DVD. You guys pick something out. I brought a whole bunch.
Alone in the Woods. The Deserted Cabin. Bloodhunters 4, The Lodge. She certainly has a theme going.
Hey, did one of you guys go out the back door? It's unlocked.
Woo!
Dude, Bigfoot loves chocolate cupcakes.
We need to get a picture.
It's too dark.
You said it was a night vision camera.
It is. It just kind of sucks.
Oh, for crying out loud. Look, we'll have to use a flash.
Yeah, that sounds like a dumb idea.
Here, take this chocolate bar.
Thanks.
Not for you. Look, you go and offer him the candy bar. I'll take the picture, and then you run away.
How about you give him the candy bar?
Fine, he's almost done with the food.
Hey, big fella. It's okay, it's okay. Did you like the food? Look, I got some dessert. A nice tasty candy bar. Do you want some?
I don't think he likes peanuts.
Wait.
Stop right there. Don't move.
John! John, are you out there?
Beep!
Who are you?
What
are you doing here, kid?
Trick or treat?
Trick or... Is it Halloween already?
Yes.
Well, I'm not handing out any candy, kid, so beat it, will ya?
But your porch light's on.
Well, of course it's on! It's always on! I leave it on for... Porch light is on Halloween... Look, kid, I'm sorry. You just came here for some candy, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I think I might... Yeah, I think it's still in the... Don't go anywhere, kid. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Secluded Slaughterhouse 6?
Well, it has... alliteration. And machetes.
And a runtime of less than an hour and a half.
So Secluded Slaughterhouse 6 is succinct?
So.
I think we have a winner. Kim?
Wasn't Ivy supposed to be making popcorn? I don't hear the microwave.
Ivy?
Hey, Ivy. Are you in the bathroom or something?
Guys? The back door's open.
Okay. What are we all thinking?
That Ivy's trying to prank us.
Right.
Or...
Kim?
I mean, 25 years? Tonight?
It's a prank. It's Halloween. It's a prank.
Right.
Or...
Kim, I swear, shut up! Ivy, I'm going to open up the back door. I swear, if you're out there trying to scare us, I am never going to speak to you again.
Ivy?
Wait. Don't go out there yet. Look at the grass by the porch light. What does that look like to you?
I mean...
There's a line there, where the dew's disturbed. Like someone...
dragged something over to the tree line?
What?
You didn't see that?
See what?
I think there's someone out there.
Ivy?
That's not Ivy!
This is a prank. This is a prank.
Then why did you lock the door?
When I said this is a prank twice, did you not catch on to the fact that I was reassuring myself?
He was carrying an axe, wasn't he?
It did kind of look like that. Ivy made you guys give up your phones too, right?
Yeah.
So, we don't have phones. We don't have car keys, and the only person who knows the combination to the safe is the person who's gone missing.
And there's a guy outside with an axe!
This is totally a setup.
You really think so?
Okay, I'm reassessing.
Luke, I want you to understand this. The only reason you're not in the back of my car in handcuffs is that I don't want to have this conversation with your mother.
But, officer, we really did see a Bigfoot.
You be quiet, kid. I don't know your name yet, and that is in your best interest. If I have to bother to find out what your name is, it's going to be a lot more official than you want it to be. You understand?
Uncle Joe!
Are you on something right now?
What?
I've seen younger kids than you on some weird drugs. Do you need me to take you to the hospital?
No!
You promised me.
Yes!
Okay. So then stop telling me you saw Bigfoot. You didn't see Bigfoot.
But we did.
It's Halloween. People dress up like scary things on Halloween. You didn't see Bigfoot. You saw a guy in a good costume.
No, it was real.
And you could tell that, could you? In the dark with... What are those, night vision goggles?
Yeah.
Yeah, those don't distort your vision at all.
It was real, Uncle Joe.
Unit 1, Unit 1.
This is Unit 1.
We've got some calls about illegal fireworks at the ballpark. You're the closest unit tonight.
Roger that. I'm en route. Okay. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to deal with those fireworks, and then I will come back here. When I get back, that pile of junk food will be gone, and so will you too. If any of that does not happen, I will come and arrest both of you, and you will spend the night in jail. Do I need to elaborate?
No, Uncle Joe.
Fine. Get to work.
He didn't believe us.
Don't worry, he will.
What do you mean?
We're gonna clean up like he said, but I'm going over every inch of that pile of food. We can probably find some hair or something. Then we can send away for one of those DNA testing kits, and we can prove it's not human or part of a costume.
Those kits aren't cheap, man.
Yeah, it might have to wait until I can ask for one for Christmas, but DNA lasts a while.
You're going to waste a Christmas gift on that?
Hey, are we monster hunters or are we monster hunters?
Weren't we supposed to be ghost hunters?
You're right. I might need to get some new books from the library.
Hey, wait, where are you going? Sorry, I know that took a while, but I found them.
What are these?
What, you never saw root beer barrels before?
I don't think so.
Well, they taste like root beer. Here, take the whole bag. It's not even open. I don't really eat candy, but my brother John, he liked them a lot. They might be a little old, but I don't see an expiration date. They're probably fine.
Thank you. Don't you want to keep some for the other trick-or-treaters?
Huh? No. I'm sure you're the only one who'll be coming up here.
But your porch light's still on.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it is. Boy, you keep noticing that, don't you? Well, I guess I should, turn it off, shouldn't I? See, the thing is, kid, my brother John, he used to live here with me. And he started seeing this woman a while back. I guess it was almost a year ago now. Anyway, the woman he was with, she was no good. You understand? Well, okay, maybe it's better to say she wasn't good for him. Some people are like that, you know?
No.
No. No, of course you don't. Well, anyway, I tried to tell him she was no good, but he didn't want to listen, so one night he left, I told him, I said, John, you're going to regret it. One day you're going to figure out that that girl's trouble, and I'm going to leave this light on for you until you get here. You're always welcome back, John. You remember that. I left that light on ever since. Even in the middle of the day. It's kind of hard to turn it off at this point, you know?
I guess.
You guess. Yeah, I'm sorry. I shouldn't bother you with this. I don't know what to do. All right? I can't leave this light on and have to explain to any kids here how crazy I am. But turning it off, I don't know what to do.
You could go buy some candy.
What?
There's a store down the street. Wouldn't take you long.
Yeah, the old Blitzmark, yeah. I could be down and back in 10 minutes. Yeah, I'll go right now. Oh, but what if they're out of candy?
I don't know. I'm a kid.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, happy Halloween, kid.
Happy Halloween, mister. Ugh, these are gross.
The door's not going to last long.
What do we do? What do we do?
Kim, look at me. We're going to run for it. We go out the front door and we make a break for it.
But
if he killed all those people 25 years ago, he's got to be in his 40s at least. You and I are on the basketball team. Carter runs track. We can do this. Now come on.
Stay on the road. You don't want to try running through the woods. You'll break your ankle.
What if he's got a car?
I didn't see a car, but if one comes up from behind, we can run into the woods and hide.
Is he behind us?
I don't see anything.
What is that?
Carter!
Get away from him! Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. What was that?
It must have been a bear.
That didn't look like a bear.
Okay, then what was it?
Stop. Stop. Come on. We need to keep moving.
Guys? Carter? Mandy?
Is that Ivy?
Kim?
Ivy! Ivy, we're here! Are you okay?
Kim?
Ivy. Oh, I'm so glad you're all right. Come on, we need to keep moving. Can you walk?
I'm fine.
Good, then come on.
No, we need to go back.
No, there's a psycho with an axe chopping his way through the back door. We need to get out of here.
Yeah. About that?
If you tell me that this was a prank.
The guy with the axe is my cousin Ken. Dad's been talking about replacing the back door in the hunting cabin for a few weeks now because of dry rot. I found a site online that makes the fake newspapers, and I just thought, you know, for Halloween.
Ow!
What is wrong with you?
Mandy!
We got attacked by a bear! A bear! We could have actually died because of your stupid prank.
There was a bear?
Excuse me, you do not get to sound skeptical. Unlike you, we are not liars. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe you.
Mandy! Calm down, it was a joke. She came right after us. Everyone's all right.
How are you okay with this?
Because it's Halloween, and I got the crap scared out of me. That's so awesome!
Come on, we need to get our phones and car keys anyway.
Guys, I'm so sorry. Like, I thought it would be fun.
Ivy, stop. I'm going to need some time before I will even think about speaking to you again.
Well, here's hoping everybody had a happy Halloween. If you're planning to snitch your kids candy once they're on the school bus, just be aware, it's getting dangerous. My 6-year-old actually put a mousetrap in his pumpkin bucket. But to be fair, tastiest chocolate bar I ever had. Well, it's coming up on 7:45. News and weather up next on KG...
John, it's your brother Greg. I heard some kids ran into a bear last night, called it into the police. Are you out there? Oh man, what happened to you? You look like someone beat you with a stick. Really? Oh man, you can't catch a break. Yeah, I hear you, man. Come on, let's get you home. Yeah, I know what I said, but the light's still on. It's time to come home now. Come on, we'll get you in the shower, and I got an industrial hair clog remover for afterwards. Hey, don't blame me. I told you not to date a sorceress in the first place. And then you went and kissed her sister. Yeah, I know, buddy. But look, the Beaver Moon is rising in about a week. That should break the curse. I hope, anyway.
You have been listening to Trigger Trio, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Mom and Sandy were Liz Music. Mandy was Rebecca Scheimer. Wyatt was Aaron Manga White. Caitlin was Morgan Gastingy. Kim was Jill Wenzel. Carter was Andrew Dell. Ivy was Brianna Kuby. Luke was Ray Greenley. The police dispatcher was Andy Gastingy. The radio announcer was Adam Gastingy. Greg was Rick Tennant. Joe the cop and the creature were Dan Wenzel. Some music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.